Word has come from Washington. By year's end, new federal rules could bring overtime protection to more than 4 million American salaried workers, more than 100,000 here in Michigan. So let's look at these new federal overtime pay rules, what they'll mean for workers and for employers. We begin with Michigan State University economist Charlie Ballard. So, Charlie, how significant are these rules?
Well, they don't apply to most workers. You said the estimate is 4 million salaried workers nationally would be affected. Our total labor force is on the ballpark of 150 million. This does not apply to hourly workers. If you punch a time clock, you're already eligible for overtime. Right now, if you're salaried, you're only eligible for overtime if you make less than about $24,000. Under the new rule, you would be eligible for overtime if you make less than about $47,500 or so. And what that'll mean is, well, honestly, I think that there could be a whole lot of different responses from employers in different situations. In a lot of cases, the employer is going to go ahead and pay the additional overtime. In some cases, let's say that you've got a worker who's already making $42,000, $45,000. You may well just raise their pay to the new threshold, and that way you don't have to fuss with the overtime rules. Some employers might cut back the hours on some workers and hire some new low-wage workers to make up the slack. There's a lot of different things in play. I think on balance, there's a group of workers who are going to get more pay, but it's going to be very individual-specific, and I don't think there's one hard and fast one-size-fits-all rule that's going to tell us exactly how it's going to work out.
So I guess what the president was trying to address was the fact that while you see hourly workers who can have already gotten OT, perhaps because of union contracts or whatever, so many of these mid-level managers and mid-level salaried workers could wind up working a whole lot of overtime and get paid nothing.
That's right. And the number of the salaried workers who can work a lot of overtime and get paid nothing extra for it, that fraction has gone up dramatically. Back in 1975, most salaried workers were eligible for overtime. Now the estimate is that that only applies to 7% of salaried workers. So there has been an erosion over time in the ability to get overtime pay for this group of workers.
Do you expect this to go off without any court challenge?
No, but I do think that it is likely to go through. There have been some pushbacks, of course, by employer groups. One thing that I've heard in the conversations about this is that some employers say, yeah, we're okay with raising that threshold, but you're doubling the threshold overnight when this new rule comes into play in December. Some employers had pushed for phasing it in over time. But I do believe we're going to probably get what the Labor Department has said we're going to get.
Charlie Ballard, Michigan State University economist. As always, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Over now to Brian Krueger. He's an employment law specialist with the Royal Oak Law Firm, Howard & Howard. Brian, there are several categories of employees who are going to be exempt from the new federal rules. Who are they and why?
Well, the exemptions will basically remain the same for what's been commonly referred to as the white-collar exemptions, and those would include executive employees, administrative employees, and professional employees. And the exemption will apply based upon certain primary duties as well as the salary threshold, which is the most significant change in the new rules, which will become effective December 1st.
So are we kind of saying that the folks who are exempt, like teachers and doctors or outside sales reps, is it because it's just automatically assumed they'll be making over that threshold, or are there other reasons?
Well, I think that those who are making over that threshold is easy. They are going to continue to be exempt, assuming that they're properly classified now and meet the duties test. It's kind of that in-between group of folks, which the DOL has estimated at about 4.2 million employees in the U.S., who will have to be analyzed and looked at and decide whether they meet the duties test and continue to meet the duties test, and where they fall in terms of the salary threshold.
Brian, you mainly work with employers, helping them navigate labor laws and employment issues. So what are you going to be telling employers they should be doing to get ready for this change that's happening December 1st?
Well, first, they have a little bit of time here to react, which was not anticipated. There was some talk that the effective date would be 60 days from today, so there's a little bit of a breather between now and December 1st. But what I'm telling my clients and employers is that this is a good opportunity for them to go back and do a gut check and make sure that they're currently meeting the proper duties test, because those have not changed. So look at job descriptions, do audits to make sure that what their job descriptions say, your employees actually are performing, to make sure you fall within one of those exemptions that I just mentioned. Employers are also going to have to take a good hard look at their payroll numbers. You know, the effect of this particular change could take a variety of paths. Employers may increase salaries for some folks to get them and maintain them over this new threshold that's more than doubled from the threshold that was before December 1st. So maybe they'll increase the salaries of some folks. But on the other hand, employers may end up decreasing the salaries and looking to see a combination of now eligible employees for overtime plus a lower salary to keep them at basically the same wage they're earning now. They may have to look at their payroll figures and may decide that they're going to, you know, hire two part-time employees instead of a full-time employee. So there's a variety of different ways this might shake out.
Do you foresee any court challenge, Brian?
There could be a court challenge to it, but, you know, there's been a lot of administrative orders that have come down, including the National Labor Relations Board and some certain things going on there where the Affordable Care Act, you know, so there's always court challenges, but I can't say whether I necessarily foresee one at this point or not. The fact that the duties test has not changed in this particular case, and we're looking at a salary threshold, the chances of a court challenge, we've got some time to see what happens there, but it's still a good wake-up call to employers, I think, to audit and analyze and make sure they're in compliance just with the duties test, and then they can see over the next 6 months whether there'll be a challenge to the salary threshold.
Brian Crozier is an employment law specialist with Howard & Howard, a firm in Royal Oak. Good to have you with us, Brian. Thanks so much.
Pleasure to be with you. Thanks.